The New York Yankees won a game last night. How about that? They'll probably lose today. That's typically what they do. Win one, lose two, win one, lose two. As they are now, what, 10-9 in August? When they were supposed to be beating up on these miserable teams, when they were supposed to be beating up on the Tigers, they were supposed to be beating up on the Nationals, they're supposed to be beating up on the Cardinals and all these lousy teams, and instead they do what they've done all year, which that is my favorite thing of this season is how the narrative has changed on the Yankees so dramatically. And both are clear indications that they are not World Series contenders by the fan base. At the beginning of the year, when they were winning all those games and building this record that has allowed them to stay in first place while being 500 for half the season, that was all predicated on beating bad teams. That's all they did. They beat bad teams. They couldn't beat good teams. They lost 2 out of 3 to Baltimore. Can't beat good teams. Split a series, a 4-game set with Seattle. Can't beat good teams. Took 6 out of 7 against the Astros, but that was before they were a good team. All you could do is beat bad teams. You can't beat good teams. And that proves you can't win a World Series. And now, all they do is beat good teams. Every single team that's in the playoffs, they have the best record in baseball against winning teams. And they've pretty much owned everybody who's currently holding a playoff position. But now they play down to their competition and they lose to bad teams. And you know what that proves? That proves you're not a World Series contender. So pretty much, if the Yankees lose, they're not a World Series contender, which I get. The other narrative that bothers me, since we're on things that bother me, is this whole, well, this is the year, right? Yes, the Juan Soto, no doubt. That's part of it too. But the rest of the league is mediocre. It's wide open. If you weren't, why not go all in this year? Like, if this was I don't understand this year in particular. Oh, I don't understand. Why not now? Like, please. Are you telling me if the Astros had 100 wins right now, or the American League was tough and the Yankees were battling for the wild card, you'd be like, hey, it's okay to be mediocre. Everyone else is good. You'd be screaming the same thing. Oh, this is the year where there's clearly better than you. You got to do everything you can to get better. Like, the idea that you need extra layers of narrative on why the Yankees should be better than they are is dumb. They should be better than they are because you want them to win. Stop making up nonsense. Oh, the league is mediocre, so they really should be all in. Oh, they have Juan Soto, so they really should be all in. No, they should really be in all year because they're the Yankees. They make the most money, blah, 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 blah. And that's all true. So stop coming up with more reasons for you to be mad about why they're not all in. They should be all in every single stinking year, not because they have Juan Soto, not because the league is mediocre, because they're the Yankees. And that leads me to the question on whether or not they are all in. And that brings me to the question of Jason Dominguez. And let's just get to this quick, because I'm as frustrated as any of you. I know what you think. I'm not going to do what everybody thinks I'm going to do. I got Fliegelman over there saying, I can't wait till you defend this Dominguez stuff. I'm not. Here's what I'll say. Here's my quick little brief line of defense before I get mad about it. I do not think Jason Dominguez should be with the New York Yankees in the role of Grisham. I do not think he should be Trent Grisham. So anybody who's out there clamoring, we'll just cut Trent Grisham and put him in there and he'll learn from Juan Soto and Aaron Judge and he gets playing time as he gets playing time. No. Jason Dominguez, and it's also been made clear now if you read The Athletic, this is not about manipulating time at all. They get no benefit. He's already had enough days on a major league roster where he's not eligible, even though he could win the Rookie of the Year next year. Winning Rookie of the Year next year will not get the Yankees picks. He's been with the team too long. So there's literally zero reason. There is zero money manipulation, time manipulation. There is no reason that the Yankees should hold him off this roster. There is no benefit to it next year. So let's forget that. The Yankees are not unserious. The Yankees are doing what they think is the best thing for them. They're just wrong. They're not unserious. They're not purposely putting out a worse team. They're just wrong. But let me say this. Jason Dominguez should not be up here unless they're willing to give him regular at-bats. I believe that. So when they tell you we don't want to bring him up here because he's got to play every day, I agree. He should be playing every day. I don't want him to come up here and be the fourth outfielder. I don't want him to come up here and play as much as Trent Grisham does just because he's better than Trent Grisham. I don't. I want him up here being the everyday left fielder. And I don't understand why he's not. Now, I also don't think it's some sort of guarantee we're going to see some great version of him. He's been dealing with an oblique injury, or he dealt with an oblique injury, and when he came back from it, he struggled. And it's only been the last two and a half weeks that he's got it going offensively. So I understood not bringing him up until he got hot. But now the September 1st call-up, it allows you to bring the roster up. It's not even about that necessarily. Because I don't want him to be the extra man. I don't want him to be the pinch runner that they're bringing up. I want him to be the everyday left fielder. And we've talked about it, the DJ LeMahieu thing. They played him and gave him as long a run as possible. Now Rizzo's back. He ain't playing. You might see DJ LeMahieu make the odd start against the left-handed pitcher, but he's not a part of this team. He's not a major part of this team. He will not play in the playoffs, not against left-handed pitching, not against anybody. Rizzo, he's gone. You've seen Rizzo's play in the defense, how important he is to this team, how good friends he is with Judge. Like, he's not going to play. Rizzo's going to play. Rizzo's a World Series champion. Rizzo is going to play. Jazz Chisholm is going to play, and Gleyber Torres is going to play. There is nowhere for DJ LeMahieu to play. So I didn't get all crazy as everybody else did about DJ LeMahieu because I knew there was an end in sight. Rizzo was the end in sight for DJ LeMahieu. I tried to tell you all this. I'm telling you, he is not going to play. But Verdugo is another story. And I'm trying to wrap my mind around why they continue to throw him out there in left field. And I know that he had a good series in Washington. Right? I know. He had 8 hits in 5 games because he had a three-hit game. I get it. And ultimately, they believe in veterans, and they brought him here. He's liked in the clubhouse, particularly by the captain. And I'm wondering what kind of role that has to play in it, to be totally honest with you. Nobody wants to hear this because we want to blame Boone and Cashman, which I'm blaming them. But I do think there's a role here by Aaron Judge keeping Verdugo around. And the feeling of he's important in the room, and the feeling that they like him, and the feeling that he's a gamer, and the feeling that in the big games he'll show up. I honestly think that's part of it. But he's been bad enough. Jason Dominguez came up and showed you promise. I don't know he'll be what we saw at the end of last year. In fact, he won't be, let's be honest. He won't be that good. That was a crazy run. But that's what his ability is can be. We've seen what Verdugo is. We've seen it all year. He's talking about he could win a Gold Glove in left field. Yeah, for a time he was really brilliant in left field. And he makes he made the other catch up against the wall last week. Fine. Balls are dropping out there too. Like, the guy hasn't been that good defensively either. And offensively, he's a waste. You're hitting him ninth against right-handed pitching. And here's my answer to this as well, because I said DJ LeMahieu's not going to play. I still firmly believe, unless something dramatically changes with Verdugo, that it will be Jason Dominguez on this team and that he will be making playoff starts and he will be the left fielder by the end of this season and he will be the left fielder in the postseason. But they're going to give Verdugo every second of every day. And I don't know why. I don't know why. So your guess is as good as mine because it's not about manipulation. It's not about getting him. It's not about getting another draft pick if he wins Rookie of the Year next year. They can't. It's already gone. The only reason is because they believe Verdugo gives them a better chance to win games. That if Verdugo gets hot, he is a more proven commodity than Jason Dominguez, who showed you a glimpse 2 weeks at the end of last year. They value the idea that he has been an average to slightly above average player in this league for 5 years, as opposed to 2 weeks from Jason Dominguez. That's it. They are not unserious. They are not losing on purpose. They are not playing worse players on purpose. They believe that Alex Verdugo getting hot and Alex Verdugo turning into himself is the best thing for this team. They have a one-game lead in the playoff, in the division. They're going to the playoffs anyway. You have made it blatantly clear that you don't care about division titles, that you don't care about hanging division title banners. They are trying to get the best roster come postseason time, and they believe that is a Verdugo playing well. That's what they believe. And they might be right. They might be right. That might be the best option. What are the odds they're going to get it? We've seen 5 months of Verdugo. Let's get Dominguez as many at-bats as possible, because you know what? You're going to play him anyway. Me and Fliegerman were talking about it. He said it. I agree. If you bring up Dominguez now and he bombs for 2 weeks, then you go back to Verdugo. I don't understand it. I don't understand not at least putting a fire under Verdugo and bringing in Jason Dominguez and saying, look, your job's at stake here. Something. We'll get into other reasons why the Yankees have lost besides playing DJ LeMahieu and Verdugo and not calling up Dominguez, because there's two guys in the middle of the lineup who, when they don't hit, the Yankees don't win. And we've said that as some sort of like negative about the rest of the roster. That's part of it. But the fact of the matter is, you could say that about every team. Corey Seager went off. That's why the Texas Rangers won the World Series. If your best players don't play like your best players, you're not going to win. So we can pout and we can scream about Judge hasn't gotten a chance and you're going to really allow Judge in his prime not to win a championship. Part of that is Judge coming through in the big moments. Now, I'm not making a big stink out of one series. He was bad against the Cardinals. Same thing with Soto. No hits against Washington. Not making a big deal of it, but let's just be honest. They could play Dominguez. They could play whoever you want. We're screaming about DJ LeMahieu. They lost to the Nationals. We're screaming about DJ LeMahieu. Screaming about DJ LeMahieu. DJ LeMahieu got 3 hits in the Washington National Series. Juan Soto got 0. Which one was more impactful? Which one was the reason they lost? The one at bat in the 9th inning from DJ LeMahieu, or Juan Soto doing nothing all series long? Which one meant more? And that's not to get on them. It's just the stating of a fact. Your best players have to play like your best players. That goes for everybody.